And then gets it onto his left foot, swings it over the top for Nathan Boyd to try and chase onto. The ball breaks in the centre of Monaghan. Monaghan slides into McNamee. McNamee breaks up the edge of the box. McNamee, first time through shot, straight into the hands of Chichinski. What an opportunity, Kevin. 18 seconds in the game. Derry could be 1-0 up. The Rovers' defence just opened up in the middle. What an opportunity for Brian McNamee. Enough turns it back in. It should fall to Schubert. Needs the buck. Schubert goes down. You're never going to get that one, but it's put in as far as Curtis. Curtis looks to flash the shot and went. Terrific block there, Devine. Last ditch effort from him through his body. And I think, unfortunately for Schubert, he just went over on his ankle. Dean Jarvis has it there, throws it back to Lowe. Lowe sets himself for the cross, puts the ball deep in. Harry Monaghan's up there. Monaghan gets the header. That one drifts just a yard wide of the post. And again, we said this, the half started with the best chance from Barney. 43 minutes on the clock, and Harry Monaghan, just like he did in the home game last season, and he goes wide of the post of that header. Again, they look for Curtis. Curtis gets a connection. Ryan McBride! McBride with the finish! Strides up, volleys it high, home, low along the ground, then does a Klinsmann dive across. The flicked header from the corner. We said we needed a better delivery. McBride failed to hum, a bit like Ronan Curtis last week. The ball just bounced perfectly in front of him, volleyed it, gave the keeper no chance. He kicks the post in frustration. Derry hit the front after 67. Derry, we're going to pass the ball back to the keeper. Ronan Curtis had the ball taken off his toe by Ryan Connolly, but Rovers just give the ball back to Derry, so it all worked out in the end. Schubert plays the ball down the channel, finds Harry Monaghan. Monaghan plays it back to McAneff. McAneff tries to slide the ball down to Schubert. Just a little too much pace on that ball, and just slightly too much. And then Schubert kicks the ball away, and he needs to be very, very careful because he's been booked. And Graham Kelly is saying to him, you just need to be very careful here. The ball's back to a goal kick, and he's going to get sent off. Lucas Schubert is going to get sent off for kicking the ball away. And we talked about stupid free kicks. And so Derry down to 10 men here. And the final whistle blows. And a great victory here for Derry City at the Tallaght Stadium. That goal coming in the second half. Ryan McBride making the breakthrough, scoring conclusive volley to make it 1-0 to Derry City. Derry reduced to 10 men for the remaining 22 minutes of the second half. But they held out a stout defensive effort. Monday's...
Kenny, must be very happy coming out here with 3 points tonight.
Yeah, I think it was fully deserved. We can't deny, I don't think anyone would deny us that. And the boys, I was so proud of the players tonight.
You must have felt at half time when we were going in, you should have been maybe 2-0 at half time.
I thought so. That would have been accurate enough. But you know, they're a good team, and you have to compete against them. They've got fantastic players. And I thought our boys gave as good as they got for long periods, and we stuck at it, and we just have to try and keep doing that and working hard.
What did you say to them at half time to keep their heads up? You know, they had most of the possession in the first half. What did you say to them to keep them? We just looked at certain areas
that we weren't doing well in, and we wanted to improve upon that, and we did. I thought in the second half we were a bit scrappy, and you know, we conceded, our passing wasn't as good as it should be, but I think it was good.
You must be very happy. Your team limited them to one shot at on goal at your dirty free kick in the 40th minute. You must be very happy with that tonight.
I think that's testament to the players and the organisation of the players, and how well they played was the togetherness and the collective organisation was very good.
Of course, your captain stepped up tonight, doesn't score that many goals, but got that crucial goal tonight. How do you see your captain play tonight?
Oh, he wears his heart in his sleeve. I wouldn't take anything away from Aaron Barry either. He was fantastic. Absolutely, his reading of the game, and he helps Ryan as well, you know. We can't overlook that.
If you look at the sending off, how do you view the sending off?
Oh, it was brutal. It was brutal. His momentum, he's sprinting onto the ball. He's went to cross it, and what do you do?
And your views on your overall, your team's overall performance tonight?
I thought it was fantastic. It was heart-rending to see the player being sent off. And again, Dundalk, we've never had a full team against Dundalk now with five missing. So it puts us under pressure for Monday night.
And you haven't lost a game in 18. You must take confidence
19,
from that too.
Yeah, I know. We've lost once in 19 or something. But yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm pleased for the boys.
Up next now, the league champions. Another tough game on Monday night. How do you view that, and how do you get your players ready for that mentally? having so many injuries at this stage of the season?
Aye, it's hard. It's hard. But we've got good character in the dressing room, and we'll do our best to get prepared for it, Packy. We're in the morning. In a few hours' time, we'll be back in again. So hopefully we can get up the road and get ourselves on the pitch tomorrow morning.
A few Derry lads with Dundalk now, and they seem to be scoring goals.
Yes.
That's
sore on us. That's sore on us, to be honest. That's not something that we feel should be the case, but you can't blame the lads for going there. You know, they're out of our budget, and they're two really good players, which I'd love to have.